Well, welcome back to our next edition of What's Up America with Mike Kara, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And with me today is Kelly Edwards, and she is the host of The Business Shower, a podcast where she interviews entrepreneurs about the inspiration behind their business and how she got them to grow and basically to let them shine. And I've watched actually the show, Kelly, and it's really good. And there's a really good energy about it. And it seems like you're doing a lot of good work. And now usually you're the one usually asking the questions, and now you're in the kind of proverbial hot seat. But first of all, I want to say it's such a pleasure you're here. And first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit of, about your background and how you developed the Business Shower?
Yes. So pretty much, hi, everybody. My name is Kelly Edwards. I am the owner of the Business Shower events. It actually started off as an events company, believe it or not. It started off as an events company. It was supposed to be like a soft launch for new and existing business owners. Then the pandemic hit. The podcast was always in the works, so I just decided to launch it earlier rather than later. So that's where, so now I have the Business Shower events and the podcast. And as far as my background, I would say I'm like a, you're an all-around girl, because with the, you know, with the Business Shower events, I do real estate too. So I'm like, I like the multiple streams of income type of thing. So I have a lot of background. So my official background is social work. That's what I have my degree in. But you know, I dabble here and there now.
Oh, great! So we want to talk a little bit about this show. So basically, what is the idea behind the Business Shower, this podcast? You kind of showcase different entrepreneurs. We see you've had a variety of different people. So how does that work then?
Yeah, so I definitely love to showcase new artists. I love to showcase new businesses, even, you know, new authors. They're considered as artists as well. So I bring them up on my show and I just basically talk to them about how they got started, what made them want to start, and then also who influenced them to help them, you know, want to go down this path of entrepreneurship. So I bring everyone on my show and I just talk to them about, you know, how they got started and, you know, what they see in their future.
Oh, great. So basically, then where do you actually find, you know, your guests, and where do you find these individuals then?
Yeah, so right now I have someone working with me to help me book different guests on my show. But then I also, you know, I like to Facebook stalk and Instagram stalk. So if there's somebody that I want to interview, I'm going to reach out to them. I'm going to slide in their DMs, if that makes any sense, and have them as a guest on my show.
Okay. So when they come on, then you have certain topics or you have certain things that you discuss with them then?
Yeah. So I have like a list of questions that I pretty much ask everyone that comes on my show. But if it's industry specific, because, you know, like, someone who is an author may not have the same experience as somebody who's a business owner. So I will kind of ask them different questions depending on what type of industry they're in. But pretty much I have signature questions that I ask everyone that comes on my show. So, yeah.
Great. Like you mentioned, you try to have a different variety of different guests. You seek out, like you mentioned, you know, from different professions or?
Yes, from different professions. And I feel like I've had everyone on my show so far. I had, you know, writers, I've had actresses and actors, I've had podcast guests. I had true business owners. I had clothing lines. So, yeah, I feel like I have Everything. I actually just interviewed a beard model as well. That was really interesting. I was just like, you're a beard model? That's cool. But yeah.
Oh, so that's great, Kelly, that you can interview someone like a beard model. But then, I mean, do you develop the questions, though? I mean, do you do some research into beard modeling? Or?
Yes. I do some research. I definitely will research them before they come on my show so I can know, you know, what questions to ask them and what questions to kind of stay away from. But yeah, definitely.
Okay, and so we mentioned, Kelly, that you have, you know, this podcast, and you also are doing events too. Can you tell us about, you know, the whole thing there?
Yes. So, like, the podcast is one thing, but the events is another. I mean, right now, New Jersey, we're open, but we're not open at full capacity, and it's looking like we're going for a shutdown number two. So what my plans are is to actually do a virtual, business shower. When that's going to happen, it's still in the making. So guys got to give me some time, but, I'm definitely thinking about doing, a virtual business shower before, the end of this year. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, how could you tell us just a little bit more how the virtual business shower is going to work, like, versus an in-person one?
Yeah, so pretty much the virtual business shower is just going to just be like our regular business shower. So when we had our event on March 14th of 2020, we had speakers come out and speak to different parts of the business. Like, I had someone come out from the state of New Jersey and talk about paying your taxes in the state of New Jersey. And then I had someone come out and speak about marketing. So this time I'm going to do the same thing. So it's going to be like a workshop, probably going to be a half day workshop where you get to learn different strategies in your business. I'm definitely trying to bring my friend who is a public relations specialist on so she can talk about marketing your business and, you know, getting your business exposure. So I'm like super, super excited about this virtual event. So half day workshop. So you're going to learn something and you're going to be able to showcase your business and talk about your business on a platform with other business owners.
So, Kelly, with this, you know, business shower podcast, you know, are your guests necessarily new entrepreneurs, new businesses, you know, kind of established businesses, or do you try to get different levels? Or?
Yes, I definitely try to get different levels because, you know, someone who's been in business for 10 years could definitely teach someone who's been in business for a year something. So I've had, you know, senior business owners all the way down to entry level business owners on my show just for the aspects and the gems that they give out during their interview.
Oh, so I mean, then they come on, you know, your show, and then I see that you provide different links, you know, on the YouTube videos, and, you know, they have a chance to get maybe new customers that way then?
Yes. So they get to get exposure. So the whole purpose of the Business Hour podcast is to give everyone a platform to speak about their business, how they got started, and kind of tell their story, and then also inspire someone else to start a business as well. So that's the purpose of the Business Hour podcast.
Oh, so I mean, for you, Kelly, then you've got this whole thing then is kind of a small business that you've got, huh, then?
Yes, it definitely is. It definitely is.
Oh, so, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you all also, you know, are doing real estate. So, I mean,
yes.
Is it a situation where you can find all the time to do all these different projects then?
Yes, right now I can because I am married, no children. So once I start adding kids to the mix, that's probably when it's going to get busy for me. But I did have an assistant that worked for me for a short period of time, but she had to go back to school. But she was a great help. She definitely helped me throughout the summer. And I'll probably bring someone else on in the future, but right now it's just me because, like I said, I'm married, no kids. So once the little ones start running around, that's when I'm probably going to have less time to do certain things. But, you know, I'm toughing it out right now.
Okay, Kelly, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Kelly Edwards, who is the host of the Business Shower podcast as well as the Business Shower events. You are listening to What's Up America with Mike Karas, always probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA. Planet Earth, and please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.